Now we're talking about, That should be non-parametric. Univariate non-parametric statistical tests when the data are not normally distributed and or not interval. So this is the one that is a direct alternative to the single sample t-test. Both with quantitative data, but here we don't trust the interval nature of the data, or we don't trust the normal distribution properties of the data. Test hypotheses about the median of the population represented by the sample null value, based on either a priori hypotheses or we know something about the population, and let's say that we think that the median age is 19. That about 50% have scores bigger than 19, 50% have scores smaller than 19. Once again, the research hypothesis and the null are often the same. And it's a one-sample median test. Looks parallel to the one-sample t-test. Is generally, you're asking if the center is in a known value. And I forgot to change. Oh, man, I really screwed this page up. I will fix these and send it to you. Those should both be medians. And neither of those should be mu's. I sit on the back porch, I listen to old rock and roll music, and sometimes I block and copy without fixing things. I'll get it fixed, sorry. So here are our age data. We need to obtain, obtained and expected frequencies. Yeah, we're going to use a chi-square. That's the cool thing about a median. A median divides the world into above and below, which is effectively categorical. So we can ask hypotheses about how many are in categories to test hypotheses about where's the middle that produces those categories. Determine the hypothesized median value, which is 19. Sort the cases into above versus below the null median value. The expected frequency for each cell is one half of the sample, because the median's supposed to be in the middle, with half below and half above. That's what we expect if the median is 19. So we end up with this. 11 are below the hypothesized value of 19. 5 are above the hypothesized value of 19. And when we crank out the chi-square, it's the 11 minus the 8 squared over 8, and the 5 minus the 8 squared over 8. How are we doing? Now you'll notice that I took the low road here, and there are no 19s in the data set. If there's a 19, you can either change, you can find two different things if you read widely on this. One is, throw the 19s away, because you're interested in whether the bulk are above and below. Another thing you can do is you can change your research hypothesis. Instead of saying the mean is at, or the median is at 19, you can say the median is above 19, at which point the 19s would be in the lower group. Or the median is below 19, at which point the 19 goes in the high group. Some people don't like that. They don't like the notion of a null expressed as higher versus lower. Null should be at. You with me? But those are the two approaches. And so I simulated, it's fun being able to program, I simulated a thing where it cranked out data and then did the analysis with and without, you know, high, low, and ignoring. Ran it through 10,000 cases, and it had like 94% agreement. Most of the time, what you do with a value that happens to be at the null value really doesn't matter. Okay? That's not enough, like, to publish, but it's enough to feel confident. Determine the degrees of freedom and the chi-square critical or the p-value. Degrees of freedom is k minus 1, so we can look that up on the critical value table. Or you can plug it into the p-value computator since you know how to do that. And I just did it in this guy here. All right, we expect half of the 16 in each. This had 11. This had five. That's all it takes. And so, either looking at the exact p-value or comparing chi and the critical chi-square, we're going to retain the null either way. There's not enough of a difference to say that this doesn't come from a population with a median of 19. Clearly, there are power issues if you apply this to small samples. Okay? I mean, because this sure looks like too many young, not enough older than the median, but you don't have a lot of power in a two-cell chi-square. That's the downside of the median test. You need fairly large effects. The median doesn't carry a whole lot of information. It's just the middle. Okay, has no interval information, has no ratio information. It's not a very precise number, and so tests of an imprecise number tend to be low power. Does that make sense? All right.